Married at First Sight. Chapter 3096. Go and settle the score with your eldest brother. Your eldest brother is a dog and can't change his attitude. Erica responded to Catherine as she walked. She was menacing and walked very fast. She passed through the hall and walked out of the main room in the blink of an eye. Soon, Catherine heard the sound of a car driving outside, and her sister-in-law really went out. After Catherine sent the food upstairs to her mother, she found an excuse to escape and then hurried out to chase her sister-in-law. She's not afraid that her eldest sister-in-law, Erica, would do something in a hurry, but she's worried that Marco and Shiloh would join forces and Erica would suffer a loss. Halfway through, Catherine received a call from Mr. Fraser. "Miss, where are you going?" It was Mr. Fraser who knew that Catherine was going out and called her to ask where she was going. Catherine said, "My eldest sister-in-law is going to catch an adulterer. I'm afraid that my eldest sister-in-law will suffer a loss, so I'm going to help her." Mr. Fraser chuckled. "Isn't the eldest lady going to the theater?" Catherine said, "Watching a show is watching a show, but also helping my sister-in-law." "Mr. Fraser, I really want to participate in such a lively event." "Catherine, just don't come over, my mother's assistant is nearby." Mr. Fraser said warmly, "Since there are seniors here, I won't go there." "Miss, be careful and don't let yourself get hurt." "Catherine, don't worry, I'm pretty good at fighting." Mr. Fraser chuckled. "Miss, you have never met a real master. If you meet a real master, he can knock you down with one move." "Catherine, I'm driving, I won't tell you any more." After her all-around assistant exposed the illusion that she could fight, Catherine excused herself from driving and hung up on Mr. Fraser. Erica and Catherine arrived at the Celebrity Garden one after the other. Erica was like a headless fly when she arrived at the Celebrity Garden, not knowing where to look for someone. She came out angrily without asking her husband what building or floor the house he bought was on. Ring, ring, ring. When Erica didn't know where to look for someone, her cell phone rang. Taking out the mobile phone from the bag, she saw that it was an unfamiliar mobile phone number. Erica was a little hesitant, but she still answered the call. "The young master is in room 1603 on the 16th floor of Building B." The other party hung up the phone before Erica could recognize the other party's voice. "Know who she is, know what she is here for." Erica quickly thought of one person, the always calm but powerful male assistant next to her mother-in-law. With her destination in mind, Erica immediately found Building B, took the elevator up to the 16th floor, and found room 1603. After taking a few deep breaths, she rang the doorbell. It took a while before she heard Shiloh's voice say, "Who is it?" Erica didn't say anything and was still ringing the doorbell. "Is it the second brother or the third brother? Did you forget to bring the key again?" "It's annoying, you forget to bring the key every time, and you have to come out to open the door." Shiloh spoke as she walked over and opened the door. Erica, who was at the door of the house, was shocked when she heard what she said. "Well, her two brothers-in-law know about it and come here often." Erica immediately sent a message to her sisters-in-law group, asking her two sisters-in-law to come to room 1603, Building B, of Mingren Community. After sending the group message, Shiloh opened the door. "Who is it?" Sister-in-law? It's you. Why did you come to my place? Chapter 3097. Erica didn't say a word but just slapped her hard. There was a snap. Shiloh's face was marked with distinctive fingerprints. She was beaten until the corners of her mouth were bleeding. Erica still didn't understand her hatred. She picked up her bag and slapped Shiloh nonstop. While beating her, she called Shiloh mean, BTCH, and shameless. Shiloh didn't let up and they engaged in combat. The two people were making too much noise, but because it was Sunday night, everyone was at home. All the neighbors came out to see what happened. Seeing the two were fighting, they did not dare step forward to start a fight, not knowing what the situation was. While Erica was slapping Shiloh, she also tore Shiloh's SXY pajamas, and while tearing them apart, she cursed, BTCH, you seduced my husband, I'll tear you apart, shameless, BTCH. Only then did everyone figure out the situation, and it turned out that it was the original wife who had captured the mistress. The offender immediately took out her mobile phone and took a video. What are you doing? Marco, who had just come out of the shower, heard some noise, quickly came out to see, and saw two women fighting each other. He shouted loudly, stepped forward, and kicked away his wife, who was sitting on Shiloh. Erica was unprepared when her husband kicked her. She fell to the ground, which was very painful. Shiloh took the opportunity to pull Erica's hair and then shot her bow left and right, making a snapping sound. Erica felt pain on both sides of her face, and stars were shooting out of her eyes. Marco helped the BTCH, which made Erica even more angry. She banged her head against Shiloh as hard as she could, even if Shiloh pulled her hair. After receiving a blow from her, Shiloh released her grip. Erica turned over and sat on Shiloh again, her hands quickly and firmly pinched Shiloh's neck. She's going to strangle this B*TCH to death. Marco kicked Erica again. Erica didn't let go and endured Marco's kicks one after another. Let her go, you're going to strangle her to death. Marco instead used his hands to pull Erica away. Erica's neck gripped Shiloh tightly. She couldn't breathe and struggled desperately. Marco also tried his best to pull on Erica. He pulled Erica's hand away, allowing Shiloh to breathe. Marco pulled his wife away forcefully, dragged her into the house, and shouted to Shiloh, "Shiloh, please leave quickly." Shiloh got up from the ground, and instead of walking away, she rushed into the room and grabbed Erica's neck. Erica was grabbed by her husband and then choked by Shiloh. She couldn't resist at all. Catherine, who had just arrived here, saw this scene. She didn't have time to think about it, so she rushed into the room, ran behind Shiloh, and struck hard on the back of Shiloh's neck. Shiloh's body fell limply to the ground, knocked unconscious by her. Catherine slapped Marco in the face again. Marco was slapped by Catherine, came to his senses, and quickly let go of Erica. Erica collapsed on the ground. Her heart felt cold. After being married for more than 10 years and having several children, her pillow partner, her husband, actually helped the BTCH. When she pinched Shiloh's neck, Marco tried desperately to save Shiloh. When the roles switched, Marco held her firmly while Shiloh violently strangled her neck. If Catherine hadn't arrived in time, she would have died in the hands of this bad couple tonight. Did she keep such a husband for the new year? Erica suddenly thought about it. She didn't want to make trouble. She wanted a divorce. Chapter 3098. Divorced Marco. Who Marco will be with in the future has nothing to do with her. Whoever wants the identity of Erica will take it. She wants to live. She wants to live. Brother, do you know what you are doing? Catherine scolded her elder brother coldly. You almost killed my sister-in-law. What actions did you and this woman take part in that you believe your family is unaware of? Catherine bent down to pick up her sister-in-law's bag, took out a stack of photos, and hit Marco hard on the body. Then she grabbed the sister-in-law and said to her, "Sister-in-law, let's go back. Let Mom deal with these bitches." Catherine. Marco picked up the photo and looked at it, his expression changed. He looked up and saw that his sister had taken his wife away. Marco didn't dare to stay long, so he quickly went back to his room, changed his clothes, and hurried out. Marco felt cruel as he watched Catherine knock Shiloh unconscious and left her alone. Even the door remained open. The neighbors are watching. Finally, a neighbor helped Shiloh close the door. The play was over, and the neighbors watching went back to their houses. Who knew? The next day, they received a message. Shiloh, who was caught raping Erica last night, jumped off the building in the middle of the night. The 16th floor was so high that she could jump off and survive. They heard that when the 120 ambulances arrived, Shiloh had no vital signs. Shiloh sustained a severe head injury and passed away immediately. Then Shiloh's mother and two brothers rushed downstairs, crying. Everyone was spreading the rumor that it was Shiloh's mother and two brothers who received a call from Erica and knew that their daughter, sister, had done something embarrassing, so they came from their hometown overnight. They arrived in the middle of the night. Then the mother and son took turns blaming Shiloh. Maybe Shiloh was beaten up by Erica, and it was a joke to so many people, or maybe she was accused by her mother and brothers. Shiloh couldn't bear the pressure and couldn't think about it for a moment, so she jumped off the building and committed suicide. The residents of Mingren community received this news. When the police came, they initially determined that she had committed suicide by jumping off the building. The news soon came to light. Everyone in Jensberg was aware that the butler had replaced the Farrell family's biological daughter after her birth. After the Farrell family's biological daughter returned, Shiloh, who had been groomed as a successor, was still very favored and did not leave the Farrell family. Instead, she stayed in the Farrell family and became the second lady. Although she could no longer be the successor, as the second young lady of the Farrell family, she had no worries about food or clothing and enjoyed endless glory and wealth. Why did she suddenly become the third party in someone else's marriage? The residents of the Celebrity Garden community, Mingren community, didn't know who the man who kept Shiloh was. After all, the head of the Farrell family helped his son and tried her best to preserve Marco's face. Anyway, Shiloh was dead. Shiloh did commit suicide by jumping out of the building. She was scolded by her mother and her brothers. She had no feelings for them, so she quarreled with them fiercely. Her two brothers said they would take her back to their hometown and arrange for a man to marry her so that she could live a good life in the future. It was said that she was destined to be an ordinary person, but their father had manipulated her so that she could be the rich daughter of the Farrell family for more than 20 years. Now that her biological daughter has returned to her, she will only suffer a loss if she lingers on as an adopted daughter. How could Shiloh be willing to go back to her hometown, let alone be randomly arranged to marry her brother? She originally wanted to threaten her relatives by jumping off the building, but she made a mistake, fell off the building, and died.